Shalom to you all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to thank God for his grace to fellowship with like-minded saints and for the privilege to share in the testimony of Jesus Christ, which is a testimony of our faith, as well as to encourage one another just as Christ had admonished us to do. First, I would like to express my sincere gratitude to my precious pastor and brother, Brother Andrew Peary, and his associates for this opportunity to share God's word on this platform. I also would want to appreciate every minister who had encouraged and edified us over the past few weeks. I pray that God will richly bless enrich you with all wisdom and knowledge of him, and you continually grant his anointing upon your lives in the name of Jesus Christ. I am Brother Joshua Nai Sapan from Lagos, Nigeria, and I bring warm greetings from my pastor, Brother Nice. This week, I will be sharing thoughts from God's word to us. And I would be turning our attention to the New Testament, Petrarch, especially one who stood as the foundation of our faith. You know, Jesus had quite a number of followers during his earthly ministry, just as we read in scriptures that his fame spread abroad. Beside this, Paul also had declared in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 6, that he was seen of above 500 brethren after his resurrection. However, out of all these, he chose 12 of them to be his close associates. And these will be the ones to bear witness of him. And indeed, these were the chosen among the called. The Bible said that many are called, but few are chosen. And these 12 chosen men were so privileged to walk close to the Master while he ministered here on earth. They witnessed every of his miracles, all his sermons, his persecutions. They were there with him. And most of his encounters also they witnessed. And such a privilege to be Jesus's associate while he was here on earth. Beyond that, Jesus went further to identify three notable men of whom he took wherever he went, especially when he was going to pray. These men were Peter, James, and John. And our prophet William Branham said of them that they were the most dedicated, the most concerned, and of course the most beloved. And truly, if you look at their qualities, their lives, their response to, and their attitude to Jesus, who is the Word of God at that time, you will realize that truly they were dedicated, they were concerned, and they were the beloved. And they had very special qualities. In fact, all the disciples, all the apostles of Jesus Christ, especially those that were mentioned more often, they had special qualities that we could emulate, we could look at. However, there is one that I would say caught my attention the more, and I would also want to share with us, and trusting that God will minister his word to our hearts through the life of this apostle. I'm talking about the person of Simon Peter. And I would like us to consider his calling, his dedication to the ministry of Jesus, his denial of Christ, of Jesus, when he denied Jesus, or his fall, and also his reconciliation, how Christ reconciled him. These actually also were instrumental to his ministry at the latter end. So I pray that as we approach these faces of the patriarch of one of the patriarchs of our faith, whose walk with Christ was one worthy to emulate, that it will inspire our spiritual walk with Christ as well. Amen. So quickly, I would like us to resolve to scriptures, and I'll be reading from, taking out my text from John chapter 1 verse 35, and I will be terminating at verse 42. But let's start from verse 35. It reads, "Again, the next day, after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, Behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following him, and said unto them, What seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? He said unto them, Come and see. And they came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was the tenth hour. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and said unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is, by being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus, and when Jesus beheld him, he said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Kepha, which is, by interpretation, a stone." Hallelujah. The Lord had blessing to the reading of his word in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I wouldn't know the life of this young man named Simon prior to his meeting Jesus, except that he was a fisherman, and of course he himself spoke nothing of it, perhaps because there was nothing special or nothing worth talking about him. He was just a peasant fisherman with his brother Andrew. So when Paul wrote to the Corinth that God uses the foolish things of this world to discredit the wise, and the despised ones of this world he has chosen to confound the strong, he scarcely spoke of himself. Yeah, because he had earlier boasted of his impressive credentials prior to his encounter with Christ. How he was a Pharisee of the Pharisees, how he was trained of Gamaliel. So he had those credentials. But for Peter, oh no, he was just a peasant fisherman. Saul's description could only fit Peter because he had nothing but his boat and his net, which of course he jointly had with his brother. Yet when Jesus met him for the first time, I do not know what Jesus saw in him, but of course it was a choosing of God, because Jesus said, I have chosen you, you have not chosen me. And I have ordained you that it should bear fruit, and that your fruits may remain. So it was Jesus who understood what he has seen of this man, and he said to him, you will not just be called Simon, but you'll be called a rock. That is Peter in Greek, and Kepha in Syriac. But he said, you'll be called a rock. We do not find many people whose names have been changed to suit their calling and purpose in scriptures. Very few of them, like Abraham was changed to Abraham. Jacob was changed to Israel by the angel. Hosea by Moses was changed to Joshua, just to suit their purpose and calling. And here, Simon, on first encounter with Jesus, Before he could even introduce himself to the master, before Andrew could introduce him as his brother, he said, "You are Simon, the son of Jonah, but I tell you, your name will now be called Peter, a rock," because he had something, he has a church he needed to build, and Peter had a role to play. What a privilege. What a privilege. And I don't know what could have run through the mind of Peter at that point in time, what it could have been his thoughts, what could have been his reaction. However, one thing was certain, he went back fishing. Perhaps he never even understood what that was. All he knew that he came to meet, see for himself who this person that his brother claimed was a Christ was. And in chapter 4 of Matthew, the Bible, verse 18, the Bible says here that, "And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers, and said unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their net and followed him." So I don't know what Jesus saw when he was passing through the Sea of Galilee, and he beheld, perhaps with his other disciples that walked with him, he beheld and saw these two men casting their nets into the sea. Jesus would not be seeing the physical net in the hands of Peter, rather will be seeing the net of God's word, which is the word of God, in the life of this Peter, who will later be an apostle, casting this word of God into the sea of nations, of many tongues, of many tribes, of many people, of many races. And he told him, "Follow me. This is not where you belong. I want to make you fishers of men." And they both understood the assignment and abandoned their net immediately and their boat, and off they went to Jesus. And brothers and sisters, for the next 3.5 years, they were to enroll into the school of the good master, the great teacher, Jesus Christ. This school was different from that of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They were not studying to become scribes. This school never required the history, the script, the pen, the papyrus. It was a school of encounter, especially for someone like Peter. It was indeed a school of encounter. It was one different from what the Pharisees and the Sadducees knew. They were going to make out every day of their life was going to be experiences that they will live to testify. They had several experiences that shaped their attitudes, especially Peter. He was rebuked, he was praised, he was complimented, he fell, he was restored. All these experiences redefined his life. He turned a peasant fisherman to a noble apostle, one who was able to stand before thousands of people and to declare the word of God afterwards. This was someone who did not know letter, the Bible said. People knew, recognized them as being ignorant. But by the time he was speaking by the inspiration of the Spirit, nothing had changed about him outwardly. Maybe his dressing had not changed. His speech was still that of the Galilean, because they still recognized him as a Galilean. But something, they recognized that he had been with Jesus. Indeed, this was a proof that God could use both the ignorant as much as he uses the noble. That God's call is independent of race, status, educational qualification. As much as he wants to use those who are educated, he also wants to use those who are not. Peter's call was a proof. And as we proceed, we will see how God transformed the life of Peter, Jesus Christ transformed his life until he became the voice of the apostles. May the Lord bless you richly in Jesus' name. Amen.